Glenn Miller in the movie.
Live from the Vienna Sausage Factory in Dubuque, Iowa. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who has been elected President of the United States as many times as Benjamin Franklin, Richard J. Ringhausen. And introducing a special guest, self-taught herpetologist charged with clearing the Illinois River free of alligators, well-loved song and dance man, the scruffiest of the Ringhausen brothers, Craig Ringhausen Johnson. And lastest and leastest, marksman, sculptor, daredevil, the seven-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who knows how and where to find a severed toe, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate having you. Having everybody here today.
Reminds you of going to a rock concert, doesn't
it? Yeah, it really does. Hey, before we get into the show, remember last week when we were talking about great-great-uncle Chris Ringhausen, the Apple King?
Yeah.
That's also Johnson's great-great-uncle.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah.
Huh. Do you have a picture of him?
No.
With the crown imposed on his head?
I know it was great.
One of his sisters married a Braden.
Right.
Well.
That's my great-grandpa.
It's his great-grandpa. His mother was Braden.
Yeah, but you know, I think that we're related to the Bradens from the other side of the family as well.
I think that's true, too.
That's the most Calhoun thing you've ever said.
There was a Grandma Braden that had married Charles Churchman.
Dad and Mom were dating, and they were supposed to go on some date. Neither one of them could because they had some family
other obligation
to get to. And they got there, and they were both going to the same family reunion.
Yeah.
But the thing about this
happens all the time.
First two things. One is that Johnson has honest to God Ringhausen blood flowing through his veins.
Okay.
And the second is that he fancies himself an apple prince now.
I mean, as much as you, right?
Yeah, and he may be looking at that. We have Johnson.
I couldn't say that to Dennis.
What?
I couldn't say that to Dennis.
Well, no. Dennis is the Apple King apparent.
Heir apparent, yeah. Not us. You made that clear when you graduated from college and said, I'll never work in the orchard again.
I never said that.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Hey,
I think you said it before you graduated. I think you said it when you were still working.
Oh, I'll never work in the orchard again. I thought you were going to say.
At the end of every day.
I thought you were going to say, you never did work in the orchard.
That's what I tell everybody.
Okay, but when we started this show today, the song that played at the intro, right?
Yeah.
Was In the Mood by Glenn Miller.
Yeah.
I happened to see that, you know, I was flipping through some website. And lo and behold, here's
a naked picture of Glenn Miller.
No.
Okay. It wasn't that kind of website.
No.
All right, go ahead.
God, no. Now I'm disturbed. No, it's a spot that's listing the tour dates for the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that you can go see the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Well, he wasn't the only guy named Glenn Miller on the planet.
He was the Glenn Miller that led that orchestra, and he was killed in World War II.
Yeah, but what was he doing? Just kind of swinging a baton? Anybody can do that.
I'm guessing, but what I'm saying is this. Glenn Miller is dead.
It's done.
And I'm guessing that every guy that played in that Glenn Miller Orchestra in the 1940s is also gone.
Right.
There's not a single guy in the Glenn Miller Orchestra that actually knew Glenn Miller or ever played along with Glenn Miller.
And what you're leading up to is that once the main person in a band is gone, the band's done. It's like the day the music died. Buddy Holly crashed in that plane. The crickets were done.
Yeah, but you know what? I looked.
They
up,
kept going on for a long time.
Crickets went on a long time without Buddy Holly. I see.
How many new hits did they have?
I see every so often that who's the guy? Is it Brian May? Who's the guitar player for Queen?
Yes. Yeah, they'll every so often get a different singer.
Like Queen's playing this week. Right. Whoa. I guess Queen's playing, but
yeah, but they had that one guy. They had that one guy that won Star Search or America's Got Talent or something.
That was going to be the new Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, and he was a good singer. I will say that. But
I know that
didn't
pan
out.
But he wasn't Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Well, no one's Freddie Mercury.
You're pretty close.
Song and dance,
yeah.
Song and dance, man.
Yeah.
So you in this play that they're putting on this year?
No, what are you doing,
Annie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Are you singing in it?
Are you Annie?
My man. No, I'm not.
Are you Dave Warbucks?
No.
You're going to have to shave your head?
No, I'm just a little guy.
But do you go to bed every night and you just hear, the sun will come out
tomorrow?
It just keeps going
tomorrow,
through your head over
tomorrow.
And over.
We haven't
and
had
over.
That many practices yet.
It's a hard knock life. That's the only other song I remember from that. It's Hard Knock Life.
Don't
they just say that 100,000 times. No, I've got a list of bands that are still touring. You can go see these bands. And there's not a single person still left in them, I think.
Have you gone to see a band that doesn't have the original members in it anymore?
I went and saw Lynyrd Skynyrd after the plane crash.
But it had some of them.
I saw 91, and there was a couple left.
Yeah.
But not the main ones.
No.
No.
I mean, it was like going to see the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys still had their main lineup when I went on.
Yeah, but I mean, if
Mike Love sang most of the songs.
Yeah, you had Mike Love, I guess, and Al Jardine, you had sufficient.
Well, we had the main songwriter.
Oh, Brian Wilson.
Brian.
Oh, you saw Brian?
Brian was there. He kind of just walked around the stage.
His body was there, was his mind.
He walked around the stage with a wood block and a stick and just kind of bumping into everybody. You know, he managed to stay on the stage as opposed to falling off. But
well, that's kind of the way you were back when we first started Larry and the Clunks.
He didn't sing. I don't know that he was functioning at a very high level.
Probably not.
Frankie Valli.
Let me tell you something.
There's your line.
If I hadn't showed up for a gig, would you have still done it without
no.
me?
No.
Okay, not. Well, shut up.
For whatever reason, you were the big league singer. I sang like one or two songs, and they were terrible.
You got that text message that I sent you that Guy Shell, John Heisek, and Nate Postlewaite were touring as Larry and the Clunks, right?
I did not see that.
Okay.
I saw an article in The Onion that says, it's a picture of Ringo Starr with four other guys, or three other strangers. It says, Ringo's reforming the Beatles.
Yeah, one of them's like 18 years old, John.
So if Paul and Ringo toured, would you say you're going to see the Beatles?
If Paul and Ringo toured, I'd go.
Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah.
How come those
close
two,
enough?
How come those two have not toured together? I mean,
I thought they haven't died.
They get along.
Yeah.
You would think
if it was the real Paul McCartney, they would probably tour together.
As opposed to this cuckoo kajoob that's walking around,
the fake one, yeah.
And I tell you, if we got Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, George Harrison's kid, and that
Yoko. She's still alive.
And Yoko. And Lennon's boy, the one that actually had a
Julia.
Couple of hits. Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah, I guess. I saw Harrison's kid open for ELO, and he sounded and looked just like George Harrison.
Not good enough with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to have a copy.
He's got Beatle blood in him.
How about, she's just Johnson. You know, go to tribute band shows.
I've been to some.
Which tribute bands you been to?
Rick, how often would he have to show up before you call him Craig?
I 100 years.
I referred to him as Craig in the opening, didn't I? Craig Ringhouse.
Right. Wow, right.
Okay, tribute bands.
Man, I've seen some, but I couldn't. My memory's not what it was.
What, tribute band?
Yeah.
You know, there's one that does all Pink Floyd.
I know. There's some
and they say they're pretty good. And there's one that does all Led Zeppelin in the area that they say is pretty good. And then what was the Beatlemania? Remember that?
I've seen some
went
of them.
Through the area. I mean, they
I
come
saw
and go.
A couple different pretend Beatles. On our cruise to Alaska, they had pretend Beatles.
They have, okay.
And they would wear the outfits.
Did they have the early Beatles and they come out they psychedelic Beatles? They go through the eight stages?
They would age during the course of the show.
Considering that the Beatles never toured in those later phases.
No.
When they stopped, 66?
Something like that. I saw a Queen tribute with a fake Freddie Mercury.
Really?
And, you know, here's the thing. They actually sounded pretty good, and they really sounded like Queen. But I know when I go to see that, I'm not seeing Queen, so I don't need the guy to pretend that he's Freddie Mercury for real.
No. Yeah.
That's part of the show, though.
It's part of the show, but I think once you've lost your lead singer, you're never going to duplicate that. There's been a couple of cases where they're not trying to duplicate it, but the band stayed just as good, like Van Halen, when they got Sammy Hagar singing instead of David Lee Roth.
I think Van Halen got better, honestly.
They were different.
Eddie got better.
Yeah, and there was another one. Genesis. When Phil Collins took over the mic.
For Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel. They have more hits by far.
AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know you can go see Foreigner right now. Foreigner tours.
Yeah. If I wanted to put down $100 to see guys that not a single member of the band
that had is the original. Records that you heard.
That's like saying I've got George Washington's hatchet they chopped down the cherry tree with. But it's had 7 new handles and 3 new heads on it.
Yeah, there's a term for that. Like if Magellan is sailing around the world and they has a board break off the boat and they replace it on the way, and they end up replacing every single board in the
one
boat,
by one.
Is that the same ship that he...
They didn't sail it all the way around the world anyway. He died before he got home.
Well, I know he did, but the boat came back.
He still gets credit for it, though.
I know he does. And he only made it halfway around the world.
I don't think that counts.
You know who Magellan was?
Yeah. I know it was in your day, but
he's dead now. Well, he's dead.
You can't remember what tribute band you saw. Who knows that you can remember what you learned in grade school?
I saw Badfinger play, and they had one original member.
Okay, well, that's getting whittled down pretty thin.
Yeah, it was. So I don't know if that counts. Like, if Mick Jagger died and they brought out some other guy that danced and pranced around like him,
but it wasn't him,
right?
So when you go
no
see
thanks.
When you go see the Rolling Stones now, are you seeing the Rolling Stones in your opinion, Johnson? What do you think?
You
got Keith Richards and you got Jagger, or the two originals,
right? And the other one that's been there a really long time.
No, Ronnie Wood's been with them now for 40 years,
right?
So.
I'm good enough of that.
I mean, so Quiet Riot's touring right now, and Rudy Sarzo's still in the band. And while he wasn't an original member, he was around during the Metal Health days, when probably as big as they were.
Well, and Pink,
so does
yeah,
that
you look
count?
At, you look got, at like no. Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd started like there's this thing up there from what is that? 1966.
66. Yeah.
You know, and I'm guessing none of those guys in that original Pink Floyd became the guys who became famous as Pink Floyd.
Well, I don't know.
I think they were.
I think they were.
Didn't Gilmour and Waters come later?
No, I don't think so.
You think they were in it from like,
Gilmour?
Pretty early
Gilmour
on.
Came after the first or second album.
I think so. But, I think Waters.
But I think
did
Waters.
Too.
Was
okay, there. Ringo wasn't original.
Yeah, Pete Best era Beatles are my favorite Beatles.
Pete Best. You know, I'm curious.
Poor bastard. Unluckiest guy on the planet.
Just before they hit it big. You know,
Pete, we love you. But we got Ringo here. It's Martin's nephew.
You know that.
And we want him in the band.
That's written an interview with Pete Best. Paul McCartney has not spoken to Pete Best since the day they fired him.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Harsh.
I mean, you would think that, you know, as the years went by, you know, you might say, yeah, it'd be kind of cool to see a guy I played with. But I think his thoughts are, as long as Ringo's still alive, not talking to Pete Best. You know, they interviewed Ringo. He says, I really didn't have anything to do with it. He says, I never played with him. He said, I guess I kind of knew him from around. He said, but you know, I don't feel any responsibility.
Yeah, who's Ringo
this.
Drumming with Roy
Storm and the Hurricanes?
Yeah, Roy Storm and the Hurricanes, yeah.
Who else you got on your list? The Grassroots. You know, they tour too. You see, like these 60s shows.
Like Ringo's show.
Where they got a bunch of artists, you know, that you can go see. And
they'll trot out and do like three songs and off the stage.
Here's Gary and the Pacemakers or Paul Revere and the Raiders. And this one, like the Grassroots. None of the Grassroots are still there. But do you know that one of the Grassroots was on the TV show The Office?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Did you know that?
The old guy.
Creed
Rutten.
And he went by his name.
Yes.
By his real name.
Yes.
On that show. And there was a couple times when he actually played guitar on that show every so often. He's pretty good still.
I think on the show he said he was a roadie for the Grassroots or something.
Yeah, he made some reference back then in the Grassroots.
Iron Butterfly is one of those bands that no longer has any original members. And two of them left the band in one set when they were playing In a God of DeVita.
On stage, you mean? Just walked off stage?
I'm making it up. Okay.
Okay.
God.
It's a 35-minute song, for God's sakes. There's a good chance somebody leaves during the song.
I was driving with Kristen the other day, and got talking about Iron Maiden for whatever reason. I said, In a God of DeVita.
That's Iron Butterfly.
She says, I've never
heard. Iron Maiden did Run for the Hills, man.
I said, you've never heard In a God of DeVita? I said, let's find it. She says, no.
Didn't want to.
Didn't care.
It's too old to even care about.
Did you watch The Simpsons when they were playing that in church? And Marge goes, or Homer goes, Marge, you remember when we used to make out to this hymn?
This hymn.
So, back to Pink Floyd. Mason, Waters, Wright, and Barrett were all in the band from 65. And Gilmore joined in 67.
Okay, so I take that back. I was wrong. Hey, we got time for a commercial before we go into
it. Go ahead.
Here, Johnson, you want to read a commercial.
I would love to read
I know you love reading our commercials.
Yeah, and then maybe I'll get in the all-ad episode again.
Yeah, I know. Like did that. You see you were on the old ad episode?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Okay. Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Captain Craig's all-purpose fungal lard. This sounds good.
Fungal lard?
Fungal lard. Is your body riddled with fungus? When you take off your socks, does a layer of skin come off with them? Do your toenails look like they belong on a billy goat? Do you find yourself constantly scratching your backside like a bear coming out of hibernation? Well, itch no longer. Simply reach for a bucket of Captain Craig's all-purpose fungal lard. Smear generously all over your entire body in no time whatsoever, 6 months. Your skin will be as glistening as a perfume model walking out of an infinity pool. And is Fido dragging his bottom across your carpet? Not to worry. Captain Craig's all-purpose fungal lard works just as well on infected dogs as it does humans. Maybe better. Get yours today and put your fungal itch behind you. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Have you seen that television commercial where the people are having a party at their house and the dog's doing the boot scoot and boogie right across the rug? How did they get the dog to do that for that commercial? Is that
they AI? They had one that was infected. Just
okay, bring it in. Quick.
Just didn't treat him for a while. So he really itched when they brought him in.
Okay, sit him down. Right, there you go. All right, everybody look at him.
Is there anything worse than when a dog does that?
You know, you watch
a TV or something, and the dog comes, and you see him just kind of wiping himself on the carpet. You go, oh, don't do that.
Okay, my next question, Rick, is why are 90% of the commercials that you make, like, have a gag reflex that go along with them?
Wait, Rick makes those commercials?
Rick
those
makes
real
the product. And then makes a commercial.
I will admit I had athlete's foot.
Uncle Din makes a whole bunch of things. And there's Dr. Bird makes a lot of things.
Yeah. Captain Craig.
And Captain Craig.
And who's the dynamite guy?
Oh, yeah.
Doyle
McIntyre. He's always making something.
Amalgamated.
He He is a good supporter.
The Kingston Trio.
Who cares? I didn't care about the original ones.
And none of them were named Kingston.
Hell, they might be better. Michael Row the Boat Ashore, come on.
How many times you want to hear that?
Yeah. Never but, again.
But it's one of those things, you know, they're sick of it, you know. Kingston Trio's coming out, and we're not going to do Michael Row the Boat Ashore.
Do Tom Dooley! Tom Dooley!
No, not doing that either.
We're just people yell from the audience.
We're just doing stuff from our new album. New folk songs.
But now settle down. They're all equally as boring as the original ones. Oh, thank God.
Don't you like that? You go see a band, they won't do their one hit.
Yeah, I went and saw
who did
Aerosmith
yeah.
on the it was the name of the tour. And they didn't play the song from the name of the tour.
Well, that's bizarre.
That was kind of weird.
Who sings the song Creep? Is that
Radiohead?
Radiohead. Radiohead will not play that song. That's like their one hit, and they will not play that song when they tour. That they hate that song.
There's another group that does a song called Creep, too, though.
TLC.
What?
TLC.
Same song?
No.
Will they do theirs?
Yeah.
And you know what?
Wait a minute, didn't one of them die?
I don't.
Lefty?
Lefty eye?
Lopez?
You know, Radiohead.
But they've got probably replaced her.
Radiohead does TLC's version of Creep.
Probably go over better.
I'm going to see John Fred and the Playboy Band, and they're not going to do Judy in Disguise. They're just going to do hits off songs off their new album. John Fred's still alive. What does that look for? Who else you got on your list?
Well, yeah, the one I thought I used to kind of like was Kansas. If they were still a band, I would have gone and seen them.
Kansas? Can you name a single song Kansas did?
Carry on, my wayward son.
Are you okay?
What? I mean, they were like one of those super groups, power bands, you know, like the...
Like Styx and Foreigner.
Yeah.
Kansas.
Foreigner's touring. Now, the thing is, you know, I can get...
Kansas is too. Go see Kansas.
I can get a tribute band, you know, to some group that, you know, like we talked about. But these other guys are walking around with legal ownership of the band name.
And they aren't any better than a tribute band.
Maybe not as good.
And don't look like them.
Don't look like them.
I mean, you go see Queen now, right?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury is frozen in time as far as they're concerned. You see Freddie Mercury, the fake Freddie Mercury's look like Freddie Mercury from back then. It's not like you go see Keith Richards now. I saw a picture of Ronnie Wood's Keith Richards and Mick Jagger like this week.
And they all look exactly the same.
Oh my God. Wow. That's all I can say.
Disturbing. Have you looked in a mirror?
Well, K.K. Downing left Judas Priest, and he was touring as Priest, and they filed a cease and desist, and now he tours as K.K.'s Priest or something like that. So,
well, the Beach Boys, when they went through their schmear, they sued each other, you know, over the use of the name Beach Boys. It was like, not the Beach Boys, but Beach Friends or some idiot thing like that.
Well, what was the Motown group that there were so many of them that had... joined and left the band that there were like three different versions of that particular band.
Well, Four Tops is like that.
Yeah, that were all going out as the band using the name because they had maybe one person that was in it at one point in time. And, you know, then they got into a big lawsuit about who could legally use that name.
That might be the Four Tops.
It might be.
Like Gallagher because his brother.
Oh, the brothers.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The Liam and what's the other one's name?
Not Gallagher.
No, not Oasis.
The guy that like smash.
Sledgematic. Yeah, that's the one.
No, not. Oh, I thought you were talking about the singers.
Not
the
Oasis.
British.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No, but the Sledgematic. He got his brother to do it so he could fill multiple dates, and then his brother just started touring on his own as Gallagher.
Yeah.
And
was he just as bald and ugly?
Yeah, they look really. Similar.
Wow. His last name.
The first guy needs to just shut up. He started it. He got it going. He just back off.
I'm going to be taking over running a land trust in Jersey County.
Go ahead. You know, the funny thing is, you know, I am the executive director of a secret organization. And we were at a board meeting one day, and we were talking about going to concerts.
Let me just clear something up. You're not talking about the Klan.
No, I'm not. So that's where you go. That's first organization you think of.
Well, I think of the scene in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where Homer Stokes comes out and says, I'm a member of a secret organization that I won't name. He's talking about the Klan.
Yeah, but Rick, that was like the 40s in the South, and the context was totally different than me saying here in a modern day podcast.
Okay,
there's been no reference to the Klan or anything of that nature.
I want to make clear that we do not support the Klan. Go ahead. What were you about to say?
Okay, so I'm at this meeting, right? And we're chit-chatting, and we were talking about going to a concert, right? And then everybody's talking about, well, what's the best concert you've ever been to in your life? And I said, you know, well, I saw Paul McCartney, and I think that ranked as my best one. And somebody else said, well, you know, I went and saw the Rolling Stones. And somebody said, oh, I saw the Who one time. And then finally it gets down to our board president said, I think I can top it all. I saw the Beatles in concert.
Wow.
1965. I was 14 years old, and my mom and dad took me to the Beatles concert with some of my friends.
I had a teacher.
That is hard to top.
I had a law teacher at SIUE that saw the Beatles at Shea Stadium.
At Shea Stadium, too. Okay.
That's pretty darn good, too.
Yeah.
Best concert you ever been to, Johnson?
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. You can still see them. Aren't they,
are they on this list still?
Actually, that was my first concert. It was my loudest concert. And for a long time, it was my best concert. But...
Rick, name an Iron Maiden song.
I can't.
I said Run to the Hills.
But on Metallica's Summer Sanitarium Tour, it was Metallica and Korn, Kid Rock, System of a Down, and Power Man 5000. That was the best concert I've been to.
Wow.
I wish they'd get a replacement for Kid Rock.
You know,
it was the Aerosmith concert that I went to was the Back in the Saddle tour, and they didn't sing Back in the Saddle. But that was when they were fighting each other and punching each other on stage and hated each other. Remember when they went through that phase?
Alex said that
10 years. Wasn't
said
it?
He was.
Yeah, that phase lasted 10 years.
Alex went to some Lollapalooza fest thing up in Chicago.
Yeah,
and saw Lou Reed. And Lou Reed would not do "Walk on the Wild Side."
Wouldn't do it. It was so okay.
I think I got sung on this show one time when I was on.
What's that? Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah,
yeah, you did. Yeah.
What? So I'm on this show?
Yeah, I think so.
While you were in the green room?
No, Rick sang it, and then he edited it.
I stopped.
Thank God. I'd say one of the better concerts I went to was Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Went to see ELO, and that was a
I would have loved to see ELO
concert. And it was just a few years ago.
They still sound great today. Yeah. I mean, their songs stand up against
stuff today. Yeah, who's the guy that was in Traveling Wilburys, the lead singer for ELO?
Yeah, that guy.
Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, Jeff Lynne was still with ELO and sang lead on all the songs. I mean, so it sounded just like ELO.
He was in Traveling Wilburys?
No. This was
what are you saying?
I'm saying when I saw ELO.
Oh, okay.
It was still enough of the originals that was fine.
Have they replaced Tom Petty yet? Start touring. You know, it's these people that have the distinct voices that, you know, once they're gone, the band's pretty much done.
New Dylan will be performing.
They could use his kid.
Yeah. Jacob.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He had his one hit and disappeared. He decided that he wasn't going to cash in on his dad.
Like, how would he have gotten that one hit, right?
Yeah, like Joe Buck.
Right. Greatest broadcaster ever lived, John. Well, wait a minute.
Give Joe a slap.
What do you got against Joe Buck? He's a great singer.
Oh, did you see at the Alton Bell? They've got a Weird Al tribute band. It's not Weird Al, but it's an incredible simulation.
Really? Yeah. So they've got a guy that's imitating a guy who's making fun of and imitating other artists already.
It's like going to see a William Shatner tribute concert.
I got to tell you, I've been binging on the original Star Trek series.
Yeah.
And it's super weird and really enjoyable.
No, I agree.
I've been getting a real kick out of it.
I kind of take offense a little bit that you compare Weird Al to William Shatner.
Well, who's being offended?
Look, that's a,
Weird Al is very, someone very
said,
talented.
Said, you know, I saw your brother Brad. You and Brad look a lot alike. I'm like, well, which one of us should be offended?
All right.
Both.
You can work that all out with your psychiatrist later because we're out of time right
now. That's impossible.
It's not impossible. Unbelievable. It's possible.
All right. See you later from Rick Gator.
Crocodile.
An alligator.
This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Captain Craig's Fungal Lard. Use Captain Craig's Fungal Lard and put your itch behind you. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator, Crocodile, and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes. There aren't any.